Love Talk Radio.
The folks on the first row, do you have a testimony?
Amen.
Folks on the second row, do you have a testimony? Oh, I guess they don't have no testimony on the second row. What about the third row? You got a testimony? On the fourth row, you got a testimony? The fifth row, do you have a testimony? Everybody up in this camp, do you have a testimony?
Oh,
things for you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, the Lord God is
All that don't do that say amen. Okay, there's one person that don't do that. I understand. But we're going to get better.
Amen.
We're going to get better tomorrow than we were today.
Amen.
There is therefore now no condemnation. Don't feel bad about it. Don't feel no guilt here. Because sometimes y'all forget.
Hallelujah.
Sometimes our day is so full of stuff that sometimes we even forget to eat. And you have to ask yourself, did I eat today?
Amen.
Anybody ever ask themselves, did I eat today?
Amen. Yes, yes.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Stuff happens. See, God don't put you on no guilt trip, y'all.
Amen.
That's the other guy. Yeah. You know, so what God does, he convicts you of sin. And he says, just ask me, forgive me, I will. Just like that. It's just like falling off a roof.
Hallelujah.
So anybody giving you a guilt trip, trying to put you on a guilt trip, they are either being used by the devil or they're full of the devil. You understand what I'm saying?
Amen, amen, amen.
I don't care if it's your family, friends, relatives. I don't care if it's the pastor of the church. I don't care if it's your next door neighbor. I don't care if it's your boss.
Yes.
On your job, you know what you're dealing with.
Right.
You know the devil's either using them or they're full of the devil. And that's when you call on your angels. You know you got at least two angels walking with you. Do you know their names? Come on now. Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. Pastor Peaches, you know stuff. Goodness and mercy. Two angels, that's their name. That's my angel's name. I don't know if that's their real name, but I'm giving a goodness and mercy to all your few days in your life. Just on Mondays. Just on Sundays.
All day in my life.
Amen. Y'all got to stay tuned. See, I'm trying to develop a culture of excellence up in here. I'm trying to develop a culture of knowing and being deep in the Word and putting it into action so that when we open our mouths, hallelujah, words of life and healing come out.
Yes, yes, yes.
Not no corrupt communication. Not no, I can't.
Amen.
I'm going to try. See, try needs to go for failure.
Amen, amen.
Can't, it stops you right there.
Hallelujah.
I can
do
all things. Through who?
Christ.
He's going to do what?
Hallelujah. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
Lord, we haven't even started
thank
yet.
You.
Lord,
hallelujah.
You know what?
Thank
I started
you.
To say something.
Lord.
See, y'all got to watch out for Brother Bird. Y'all got to pray for Brother Bird. All those praying for Brother Bird, let me hear you say amen.
Amen.
All those not praying for Brother Bird, let me see you say amen. Ooh, everybody praying for me. Well, I know somebody said he needs much prayer, Lord. But I'm going to tell you something.
Hallelujah.
I want to thank God for all those who joined our campaign of telling at least one person a day that you love them. And you put the icing on the cake.
Yes.
God loves them too. Hallelujah.
Yes, yes, yes.
Hallelujah.
And then 7:50 till 8:30 is the women's fellowship. Hallelujah. The Sundays at 3 p.m., hallelujah, is our international victory miracle service. Heard all over the world. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So even when you travel, you can still tune us in. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Don't forget the first and second Sundays of the month. First of all, we want you to also to pull up our ministry's website, hallelujah, which is rymmi.org, to see what the mission and vision of this ministry is. Hallelujah. And pray for all the our kingdom partners you see there. Hallelujah. Don't just pray for our ministry, but pray for theirs too. Hallelujah. That God will bring in, hallelujah, into the church. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The ones, the people that we've been ministering to, God, they can't get here. They may be able to get to someone else's church. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We also want you to remember the first and second Sunday of the month is Pastor's Corner and also the Potter's House Challenge.
Yes.
Hallelujah. The first, second, and third Sunday of the month is the Good News Youth Club. Hallelujah. Our children being taught the Word of God. Hallelujah. By Elder Kiwi Stevenson. Hallelujah. You take your children to church, to school through the week. Hallelujah. Why not bring them out to the house of God on Sunday so they can be taught the Word of God? Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. And the fourth Sunday of the month, they're able to give us a little review of what they've been learning in class.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The Word of God. Hallelujah. That's the same Sunday we have a visiting minister that comes in. Hallelujah. The great bread of life to us. And that visiting minister for the month of September is Pastor Theodore Smith. Come out and hear what
right.
the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes. And after that spiritual meal, we have a natural meal. Hallelujah. The Word of God. The table spread. Hallelujah. So come and dine. Hallelujah. With the saints of God. Hallelujah. Free fellowship meal. Hallelujah. We thank God for our new edifice. Hallelujah. Get your shouting shoes ready. Hallelujah. We'll let you know the move-in date. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. For the effective fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. And God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all. We can ask or think.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Lord, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We thank God for our new edifice. We're beautiful. Thank God for our new building. Beautiful edifice. Beautiful dining hall. Beautiful childcare room. Hallelujah. With his own private entrance. Hallelujah. We thank God for the classrooms and the offices. Hallelujah. We thank God for Jesus. We thank God for the shower stations in northeast, yes, southwest, and Baltimore City. Hallelujah. We're able to bless the homeless ministry, the homeless people of Baltimore City on a much wider scale. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank God for being able to feed them and clothe them and give them job-ready skills. Hallelujah. We thank God even for our postal partners,
yes,
anybody that sows the seed or communicates with us through our post office box, which is 24554. Baltimore, Maryland, 21214, and also our Cash App, which is $TBH2023. We have a thank you gift for you.
Yes,
we thank God for everything. Hallelujah. There's a date we want you to keep in mind, and that is September the 30th. It's the fifth Saturday of this month.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And it's praise in the park.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We want to set that park on fire. We're going to set that park on fire. It will not be the same when we leave. Hallelujah, hallelujah. It's Cox Point Park, 825 Riverside Drive in Essex, Maryland. Hallelujah. From 12 to 5, hallelujah, we will be having praise and worship and fishing and food and fun. Hallelujah. It's okay for the saints of God to have fun. It's okay for the saints of God to fish. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Come out one and all. We would love for you to call 410-444-5152 and register so we'll know how many people to prepare for. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We just want to bless you. Hallelujah. It's $5 per person or free will offering. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank God for all that you've done and doing and going to do. Hallelujah. Through this ministry.
come out and have fun with us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We're calling all the King's kids. Hallelujah. Formerly of Word and Faith Fellowship. Hallelujah. And formerly of the King's Kids Choir, where Sister Kibbe was the director. Hallelujah. We know y'all have kids near yourself, so bring your kids with you. Hallelujah. We'd love to see them. Come out and see Grandma Kibbe. Hallelujah. 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 She's had the King's kids. Now the King's kids have kids. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is doing a marvelous job in the church. And we just thank God for all that he's done, all that he's doing, and all that he's going to do. So don't forget to call us and let us know that you have plans to join us. Hallelujah. Right now, young people have a fundraiser going on. And for a donation of $5, you're able to purchase a bag that has 5 scripture wristbands. And they have been an excellent witness in tune. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Some of us are bashful, too shy to say something to somebody. To witness them about the Lord, but you can give them a wristband, a scripture wristband. And believe in me, and they, I have not seen anybody refuse them yet. They, and some of them, oh, thank you. This is just what I needed. Hallelujah. You just don't know how it's going to, how it's going to, just touch somebody's heart.
That's right.
The words that's on those scripture wristbands and the addresses are on them too. Hallelujah. Buy more than one bag when you purchase them. Buy one bag to give away to somebody and buy another bag so you can change them every day and memorize a different scripture every day and hook them up with whatever color clothing you wear every day.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We thank God for God just dropping this in someone's heart to put the scripture on a wristband.
Yes.
Hallelujah. So witness to people. You must be cunning and wise, be winning a soul to the Lord. And thank God for Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank God for all the lives that we've been able to touch. Just from this week or last week, passing out the scripture wristband. We thank God for all that he's done and doing and going to do. Thank you, Pastor.
God bless you. Thank you, Pastor.
Hallelujah.
May God add signs,
thank you, Jesus.
Wonders,
hallelujah,
miracles and blessings,
yes,
to the housekeeping suggestions on today.
Hallelujah,
let the church say amen.
Yes.
Let the church say amen again.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Jesus is Lord all the time. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
God bless you.
Hallelujah.
God bless you, Pastor.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. All the time, y'all.
All the time.
He's Lord of your life. Hallelujah.
Yes, yes.
And you know what?
Thank you, Jesus.
There is.
Bless your name, Jesus.
A special day in all of our lives.
Hallelujah.
But God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Underscores,
yes,
his grace and mercy,
yes,
in your life.
Oh, oh.
And what day is that?
Hallelujah.
I'm going to tell you what day is.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Yes, the birthday.
I want you to know that day is your, they call it NATO Day, N-A-T-A-L, that's,
yes,
your birthday. What is it in Spanish? Police? Cumpleaños.
Yes.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
And I want to let you know I couldn't hear today.
Yes.
We thank you for being an instrument by which God pours out his grace and mercy. See, that's why we do this. Because some folks don't want to celebrate people's birthdays. I don't mind. But we're going to celebrate the Christ who died and rose again and deposited grace and mercy upon us. And as he he shows it to you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
The reason why I know he wanted us to say something about birthdays, because in Genesis 63, he says 120 years.
All right.
In Psalms, he says 70. If everything's okay, 80. I want you to know that as God pointed out birthday, I'm going to do the same. Is that all right with y'all? I ain't skipping over your birthday, y'all. There's somebody in here that had a birthday in September. If you did, can you raise your hand? I can't see the hands. Anybody got their hands up? God bless. You see two hands. Now, sometimes we got to stand in the gap for others. You understand? There might be somebody in our family that had a birthday in September. Can you raise your hand? You got hallelujah. Whole lot of hands. Well, we got a tray. I don't know who can get this tray, so that folks can come up and get a gift. Okay, you need some more. Something you probably need some more. Are you sitting in there? All right. Oh, I can take the gifts out here. Oh, wonderful. Oh, no, what's that? I'll take a book. Thank you so much. Oh, come on, y'all. Y'all got to love on these people now. Get on out of your seat and love on those folks that had a birthday. Oh, come on now. They had a loved one that had a birthday. Come on now. Oh, y'all going to be selfish, huh? Come on now. I had my hand up. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Ah, birthday. I'm legal now, y'all. Yeah, hallelujah. I heard somebody laughing. I know somebody said he's been legal for 70 years. Come on now. Watch out. Hallelujah. Lord, you're going to take care of my stuff. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Happy birthday, y'all. I believe God said happy birthday. The spirit of the living God said happy birthday. Get something for your loved one that's not here that had a birthday in September. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday. Now, if you have a loved one, or if you're birthday, it was on the 1st of September, say amen. Okay, the 2nd, say amen. The 3rd, say amen. The 4th, say amen. All right, amen. The 5th, say amen. Hallelujah. The 6th, say amen. The 7th, say amen. The 8th, say amen. Hallelujah, glory to God. The 9th say amen. Oh, did we forget the 8th? 8th say amen.
Amen.
Amen. The 9th say amen. The 10th say amen. The 11th say amen. The 12th say amen. The 13th say amen. The 14th say amen.
Amen, amen.
Oh, Jesus. I lost my mind for a second. All right, let me get it back. Ah, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The 15th, say amen. The 16th, the 17th, the 18th, the 19th, the 20th, the 21st, the 22nd, the 23rd. Amen for daughter. Take one out for Kimberly. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The 24th. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The 25th. Amen again. Take one out for Tiny. Lucretia. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The 26th. The 27th. The 28th. The 29th. And amen. Amen. Did you get a present? Did you get a? Yes. Hallelujah. 30th. The
30th.
I know y'all. There ain't no 31 in September.
All right.
Oh. Everybody was born on the 31st of September, say amen. Okay, I didn't think so. There is no such thing. God bless you, Lord God. We love you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank God for you. Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Let the church say amen again.
Amen, amen, amen. Glory.
Pray the demon.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Hallelujah.
Oh,
yes, yes,
yes. Hallelujah.
You can only come this far. And you show
me
where to hide.
Hallelujah. We're going to get ready for Holy Communion. Hallelujah. But I want you to get in the atmosphere. Give the Lord a wave offering. Speak what you hear, thank you. Because I've heard harm the danger. Come from many miles. Come from outside of the city. Hallelujah. He's your redeemer, y'all. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. He lives. See, you can go somewhere and find Muhammad's grave. You can go and find Buddha's grave. But you can't go and find Jesus' grave. He ain't there no more. He's risen, y'all. Has he risen in your life, or you just talk and talk?
Thank you, Jesus.
Is he real in your life, or you just shooting smoke?
Thank you, Jesus.
Is he really real in your life, or you perpetrating a hoax?
Oh, you real. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Because there's a lot of folks perpetrating hoax. They want you to think they say. But they act like the devil when you're not around. But my Redeemer liveth in my life 24/7. And when I mess up, I fess up. Thank you, Elder Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Excuse my dust, because sometimes in the construction business, when we building something, there's a whole lot of dust. We don't mean to have the dust, but it happens. Excuse my dust. My Redeemer lives. He takes care of my dust, too.
Thank you.
What's that coming? I'm not listening to what the devil says. The devil want to put doubt and disbelief. He tells the devil where to go. He tells the devil, I doubt the doubt.
Amen.
And he's trying to figure that out. He goes over in the corner. He sits down, puts his thumb in his mouth and says, what does that mean? I doubt you should doubt. He don't know how to equate that. The devil wants you to know that my Redeemer liveth. I will talk to yourself, my Redeemer liveth. Oh, my brother, what's up, Cordy?
He's
the
the bridge over troubled water. He's a strong tower. He's our mighty battle axe. Oh, reach up and feel the glory of the Lord. Feel the presence of the Lord. Feel the presence of the Lord in this place up in here. Oh, he in here now. Oh, you need healing today. You better reach up and grab it. You need deliverance right now in your mind, body, and spirit. Oh, reach up and grab it now. You know what the devil's putting in your mind. You know that anger and all that other kind of stuff he's putting up in your mind. That doubt and disbelief. Hallelujah. Reach up and grab him because he's your redeemer. Reach up and grab the Lord. He's your redeemer. Reach up and grab the Lord. He's your redeemer. God wants to deliver someone today. Some of us have been dealing with stuff not just for days and months, but years. God says, enough is enough. I am your redeemer. I say on radio, you've been dealing with self-incrimination. You've been dealing with self-doubt. You've been dealing with I can't. God wants to redeem you from the I can't. He wants to change your conversation to yes, I can.
Yes, yes, yes.
We lift up the elements of Holy Communion right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We lift up the elements of Holy Communion right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for the elements. We ask that you bless, anoint, and sanctify the elements in Jesus' name. Our text on today is 1 Corinthians, 11th chapter, verses 23 to 30. In the text on today, it says to examine your neighbor.
Yourself.
Examine the pastor.
Yourself.
Examine your mama or your daddy.
Yourself.
Examine your enemies.
Yourself.
Examine yourself. And we do that in the light of the Word of God.
Amen.
Isaiah 53 and 5 says he was wounded for our transgressions.
Yes.
He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon us, and with his stripes we are healed. 1 Peter 2:24b says, with his stripes we were healed. And if we were healed, we are healed. Thank you, Jesus. Hebrews 9:22b says, without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. Jesus shed his blood for us. Revelation 1:5b says, he washed our sins in his own blood. Thank you, Jesus. Ephesians 1 and 7, Colossians 1:14, Matthew 26:28. We have redemption. Hallelujah. It's through the blood that our sins are forgiven. He is our Redeemer. Poor Cole Shake King in the Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. In the text of the day, it also says that he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to themselves. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Blessed be God the Lord. We're taking communion worthily, because we rightfully deserve the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, we're eating and drinking blessings to ourselves.
Yes, Lord.
Strength to ourselves. Healing to ourselves. Life to ourselves. Deuteronomy 30:19b says, I set before you life or death, blessings and curses. Choose life that you and your children shall live. Psalms 118:17. You will not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. Numbers 23:19. God, you said that you're not a man that you should lie, neither the son of man that you should repent. But everything you said, everything you spoke out of your mouth, you shall perform it. And Isaiah 55:11, your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish. It will prosper. Chapter God up with us. It was sin. Thank you, Lord. For myself, for my family, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
There's one thing you put above yourself, Lord, it's your word, Lord. Psalms 138:6. On the same night which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed. And when he had given thanks, he thanked you again. He broke it and declared, this is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's eat together. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for our healing already, Lord. 2 Luke 4:18, Isaiah 61:1-3, declare you want to heal us everywhere we are. So we thank you, Lord, for healing every area of our lives, spiritually, emotional, physical, social, and financial. We thank you, Lord, for healing every system of our body. The alimentary system, the cardiovascular system. The endocrine system, the genital system, the integumentary system, the musculoskeletal system, the nervous system, the respiratory system, the urinary system. We thank you, Lord, for healing from the top of our head to the soles of our feet. We thank you, Lord, for healing. From inside out and outside in. We thank you, Lord, for supernatural creative miracles right now all over the world. Cancers dissolving. Tumors disappearing. New knees, new kidneys, new lungs, new heart. Arthritis disappearing. High blood pressure coming to normal.
Thank you, Jesus.
Diabetes running out the door. Hallelujah. Get hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you, Lord. What about your kid? Matthew 15:26. 1 John 3:1-2. 2 John 1:12-13. Galatians 3:26. Psalms 100 says, rear your children and the sheep of your pasture, and healing is the bread of your children. We thank you, Lord, for your healing bread on today. We remember you, Lord. And likewise, hallelujah. On the same night, on the very same night in which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took also the cup. And when he had given thanks, we thank you again, Lord. He declared, this is in my blood. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's drink together. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our hearts. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our homes. Exodus chapter 12, verse 13 to verse 23. Exodus 15, verse 22. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 15. Isaiah chapter 43, verse 26. God, you said, God, you said, bring me into remembrance that we may plead together and be justified. And we're justified by the completed works of the Lord Jesus Christ. So Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, God, you said, God, you say. God, you say. Yes, see the blood. I will pass over you. And none of the diseases of Egypt of the world shall overtake you. When I see the blood, I thank you for seeing the blood on today. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our homes, our families, our loved ones, our jobs, our ministries. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our past, present, and future sins, our steps and mistakes, our faux pas and failures, our death. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers us as we sleep, as we travel in vehicles throughout the land, as we work and pray, as we walk and talk, as we worship and praise. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, in the spirit of Elijah the Tishbite, we thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, brings to naught, makes a null effect, brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, utterly destroys. Every curse is in our family. Every spell of the enemy. We call down the fire of heaven in Jesus' name. For every curse against us and our family. Every spell of the enemy. Fire. In Jesus' name. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Hallelujah. Thank you. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already undoes, unties, severs, cuts, breaks, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to naught, brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, utterly destroys every ungodly soul tie. Every ungodly soul tie. Right now in Jesus' name. We remember you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for Holy Communion on today. And because of who we are, and who we are, and what we are, we boldly share our family daily confession. We speak to every man, woman, boy, girl in our family, and our bonus families.
according to Job chapter 22, verse 27 and 28, Romans 4, 17, 2 Kings the first chapter, Acts chapter 1, verse 8, Romans chapter 8, verse 11. We decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of valor, faithful in the image of God, full of integrity and truth, mighty thinkers in Jesus' name, lean, clean, spiritual kingdom machines. We know who we are from God's perspective, and we're not intimidated by anything in this life. We're kingdom citizens. We're powerful ministry gifts. We're gifts to the ministry of health. We're brilliant. We're awesome. We're amazing. We're intelligent. We're powerful. We're perfect. We're strong. We're mighty. We're great. We're beautiful in Jesus' name. Now to him who's able to keep us from falling and present us faultless before the presence of his glory. Hallelujah. Could be glory, thank God. Be honor and power and glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Paraphrase, y'all. Hallelujah. Jude 1, verse 24 and 25. Oh, I feel my help coming, y'all. I'm so excited. I don't know what to do with myself, y'all. Hallelujah. I just want to let you know that Jesus is Lord. Pastor Peaches, what time is it now? Father God, I receive your anointing to preach and to teach your word today. I thank you that the ground it shall be sown into is good ground. And Father God, I don't take this responsibility nor this opportunity lightly, but I seize it with every ounce of strength I have. Use me for your glory today, Lord. Heal someone, deliver someone, set the captive free, save, fill with the Holy Spirit, oh God. Touch these lips of clay that they may speak with excellence, accuracy, and boldness, and let signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings follow in Jesus' name. And Father God, in Jesus' name, we thank you for spiritual authority to tread on serpents and scorpions. Say the Lord God, we beat you in your satanic curl on track because you're from the root of command. You lead down in Jesus' name. And Father God, we thank you, Lord, for the harvest of the seed sown today. We thank you, Lord, for 30, 60, 100-fold, even a 1,000-fold increase of blessing. And everybody say,
amen.
Everybody says.
Amen.
Everybody says one more time.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, God. Hallelujah.
Pastor Peaches.
Thank you,
I think you better read the addresses.
Hallelujah.
Before we start this.
Ephesians 5:14, Psalms 57, verse 8.
Oh,
Ephesians 4, verses 8, 11, and 12. Colossians 3, verse 23. 1 Corinthians 10, verse 31. Isaiah 60, verse 1. 2 Timothy 2, 15. 2 Timothy 3, 16 and 17. And St. Luke 17, verses 20. And 21.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Appreciate you. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Now, some of you up in here, and even in radio, I love history.
Mm-hmm.
They tell me that history is the prologue of the future. Well, I want to take you back a few hundred years. To the 1640s. Several momentous things happened in England in the 1640s. One of the things was the English Civil War. And it started off with between the Royalists and the parliamentarians. And the first big act was they beheaded the king, Charles the First.
Wow.
His son, Charles the Second, ran to France before he would be the next one to be beheaded. Oliver Cromwell took over leading the country. He was a member of Parliament, the House of Lords. But during the 1640s, Charles II came back and claimed his throne. That was the lasting event because now England is still a monarchy. But something else happened in the 1640s. And we are still using the terminology from this happening. The phrase co-worker, the phrase used in the 1640s, co-worker, somebody working with you, co with you, was developed. You say, what's so significant about that? They're still using that phrase today. Is that right?
That's right. Amen. Yeah.
Yeah. It's lasted over 400 years, y'all. Well, 300 some years, but you get the point.
Amen.
I need to share with you a message. You said all that to say what? How to be a co-worker in the kingdom. Say, neighbor,
neighbor.
Oh, neighbor,
oh, neighbor,
we are going to learn how to be a co-worker
in the kingdom.
Now, we're not talking about Charles's kingdom. We're talking about God's kingdom, y'all.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
How to be a co-worker in the kingdom of God.
Hallelujah.
Work with folks. One of the greatest things that you have to develop as being in God's kingdom, you have to develop a culture of excellence.
Amen.
To really be a co-worker in God's kingdom. Because that's what he's looking for.
Amen.
He's looking for excellence.
Excellence. Yes.
There are five steps to be a co-worker in the kingdom. Number one, wake up. Number two, stand up. Number three, show up. Number four, step up. And number five, think up. Now, I'm going to repeat that for you. So, because those who are real students of the word, and serious about their walk with Christ, they've taken notes. Five ways to be a co-worker in God's kingdom. Number, wake up. Number two, stand up. Number three, show up. Number four, step up. Number five, think up. Now, for the next there could probably be five parts to this. Because this is serious.
Amen. Amen.
Because if you push in a wagon and you by yourself, you're in trouble. But if you got a co-worker, somebody working with you, is that what co-worker means?
Amen. Amen. Yeah.
It's going to be easier.
Amen.
Now, I didn't put that scripture in there, but y'all know the scripture with the Ecclesiastes. Many hands make a heavy load light. They got co-workers in the kingdom. Developing
a culture of excellence. That's in the back of your mind. You've got to be excellent in your service to God.
Yes.
You can't be slipshod. Yes, well, whatever. You want to be excellent.
Yes.
What's that pretty scripture?
Ephesians 5:14 says, "Wherefore he saith, awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light."
Wait a minute. Oh. Y'all up there sleeping on God. He wants you to wake up. God didn't call nobody to the body of Christ to just sit there and warm a seat. Did you know that?
Amen.
We're all co-workers in the kingdom. We all got a part to play in the kingdom. Come on now.
Mm-hmm.
And look, if you have been warming the feet, haven't been doing nothing, that's okay. Ask to repent and say, "Lord, what do you want me to do?" That's all you got to ask, and he's going
to
tell you.
Lord, what do you want
me to do? Shall call it up. Give me another scripture. Again. They didn't get this yet. Come on.
Psalm 57. 8. Awake up, my glory. Awake, psaltery and harp. I myself will awake early.
Look here. Some of you are hard sleepers, you know. It could be an earthquake and two explosions. Y'all still sleep. Could be, a big horn going off, and y'all still sleep. Sometimes it's going to take somebody to come by with some music and turn the volume up to wake up. Y'all sleeping on God. God got something for you to do. If God didn't have nothing for you to do, you wouldn't have been here.
Amen.
We all have a purpose. Each and every one that put on the earth suit. You gotta put, if you haven't found your paper, that's all right. Don't keep sweating. Don't go no guilt trip. The devil wanna put you on a guilt trip. Don't go there.
Amen.
I preached the sermon one time, don't go there. You don't go there.
Amen.
Because that's the devil's area to put guilt on somebody. He just said, "Lord, show me the way. Show me how to be a co-worker in your kingdom."
Yes.
A co-worker in your kingdom. Because one person can't do is that thing. Some folks, look, they're wearing so many hats that when they come to the room, some of the hats fall on the floor. Because they're so high. It ought not be that way. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
If I can't buy one, can I rent one for just a little while?
Amen.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Give me another scripture, y'all.
Ephesians 4:8-11-12.
Go ahead.
Wherefore he saith, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men.
Stop right there. God said, "Well, okay, I need to prepare you so you can be a," well, the title of this is co-worker, you know, in the kingdom. Okay, all right, let's do this again. So he gave gifts so he could prepare you to be
a co-worker
in the kingdom. Come on. A co-worker, not co-worker down at McDonald's. He ain't talking about that. Not a co-worker over at Kmart. And he ain't talking about Walmart or whatever the mark there is. Hallelujah. A co-worker in the kingdom. So he said he gave you some gifts? Tell me what those gifts are.
And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists. And some pastors and some teachers.
Stop right there. And some folks are saying, "Well, I don't need to go to church. I can do this at home." No, you can't. Because God wants you to be a co-worker in the kingdom. How are you going to be a co-worker in the kingdom? You sit at home. What is it? What do they call that? Bedside assembly?
Yes.
Now, if you're bedridden, that's another story.
Amen.
You call on the elders of the church and they'll come over and lay the holy hands on you and you get out the bed and you come to church. Because we need some co-workers. Y'all understand? We need co-workers in the in the kingdom, we need co-workers.
Amen.
Now, why did he give those gifts? See, you see, they call us fivefold ministry gifts.
For the perfecting of the saints.
Wait a minute, stop right there. Perfecting of the saints. That's not about making perfect. See, perfect doesn't mean you ain't going to do nothing right. There's nothing wrong. You know, perfect means maturity. When you see the word perfect in the Bible, and when even you hear me talk about being perfect, it's not talking about absence of no wrongdoing. It talks about spiritual maturity.
Amen.
Perfecting of the saints, maturing of the saints. You've got to mature. Y'all still wrestling with trying to get away from what you used to do before you got saved. You're not growing the way you should grow. Because the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5, what was it, 17, that we're supposed to be new creatures. Old things are passed away. And if the old things ain't passed away, you ain't the new creature you thought you were. You got to get back on your knees, son, daughter, father, mother, your uncle, aunt, niece, nephew, whatever. Get on your knees and ask God. Make me a new creature, Lord. I can't be dealing with what I've been dealing with for the last 20 years, 30 years, 50 years. Come on now. Something ought to change.
Amen.
Go ahead, read.
For the work of the ministry.
For what? The gifts were given to the church. Who's the church? Who the church?
We are.
Who the church?
We are.
Oh, God, say it like you know. Who's the church?
We are.
What did God give to you? The fivefold ministry gifts. Okay, read again. For the work?
For the work of the ministry.
Hold it.
Work of the ministry.
Work of the ministry. Oh, so in ministry, there's work to do. Is that right?
Amen.
Yes.
So we need what?
Co-workers.
In the kingdom.
Amen.
Co-workers in the what?
The kingdom.
Co-workers in the kingdom, y'all.
Yes.
Hey, y'all, well, I don't feel like it. Mm. Oh, my feet.
Mm.
I got agony of defeat.
Mm.
Now, roll on in here. Come on. Hallelujah. Well, you know, on my knees, you know. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you. I would tell you a joke about the five knees, but I won't be there.
Mm.
Anyway, glory to God. It's important to understand.
Amen.
For the work of the ministry.
For the edifying of the body of Christ.
And what's edifying? That means to building up.
Yes.
A lot of us are busy tearing down the body of Christ. Biting and slapping and hitting one another. Instead of building up, lifting up, building up. In protecting of the saints, work of the ministry, and the building up, the lifting up of the body of Christ. A lot of people want to jump to three before they dealt with two or one. One is that you got to be mature. The perfecting, the mature, spiritual maturity. You've got to grow, y'all.
Amen. Thank you.
You've got to be better today, closer to God today than you were yesterday. You got to know at least 1% more today, a 0.5% more today. One more scripture that you looked at today that you didn't see yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Why? So that we could be.
Oh.
Come on, y'all got to say the complete thing, y'all. Co-workers in the kingdom. Because you can be co-worker at Target on Target. You can be a co-worker at the filling station. You can be whatever. I'm talking about our co-worker in the kingdom.
Yes.
Y'all got to get this message.
Thank you.
I don't want you to lose your head like Charles the Priest did.
Oh, Lord.
You know, he lost his head. They cut his head off.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what he was doing, but he definitely was in the wrong place at the wrong time. Don't you be at the wrong place at the wrong time, because you may lose your head.
Mm-hmm.
That's a prophetic message. I don't know who it's for. But anyway, go ahead. For edifying of the body, go ahead.
Colossians 3:23.
Mm-hmm.
Whatsoever ye do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not unto men.
See, your goal is to develop a culture of excellence. And how you do that is you be a co-worker in the kingdom in that 5 steps, and I gave you those steps. Now, can somebody give me those 5 steps other than Pastor Peaches?
Wake up, stand up,
sing
up, show up, and step up.
Wait a minute. Can we do it in order? Because the order is really serious, you know. Because in the scripture of Ephesians, it says, for perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, and for the edifying of the body. That's a special order. So we got to get this in order. So you can read from your notes. This is an open book text. What is it now? Was that a chorus or did somebody?
Yeah, okay. It's a chorus. Hallelujah.
Taking
notes. All right.
Taking notes. And don't you come back to me next week and ask me, what did you say today? Did you take notes?
Amen.
I want the first person to raise that composition notebook. Who raised the conversation? Who was the first person? Who was the first person?
It was a tie?
Yeah. Y'all two, come on down here. Come on down here.
Last week I
didn't take it, but I got it. That's one for you. And Joey's behind. God bless you.
All right.
Hey, see, am I doing a little studying on what I'm going to be giving to you? Do I do a little studying, do you think?
Yes.
Do I spend some time and getting this stuff together?
Amen.
Me and the Holy Ghost?
Yes, you do.
Does it seem like that?
Yes, you do.
I'm not doing this. I am doing it for my spiritual health. I ain't doing it for my health. But yes, I am. I want to do what God leads me to do.
Amen.
And God wants us to be co-workers in the kingdom, y'all.
Amen.
Yeah.
It's not all up to the pastor, y'all.
Thank you, Jesus.
It's not all up to the deacon, y'all.
Amen. Amen.
It's not all up to a pastor pieces, y'all. We need. It's not all up to Minister Terry back there. It's not all up to Evangelist Julie over there. We all got to have a part in this.
Amen.
Because everybody wants to share the reward. Is that right?
Yeah.
Everybody that's co-worker, come down to the convention center. We're giving out cash in check for $1 million. And I see how many people show up. You understand what I said? We want a reward, but we don't want to put up the work. A co-worker. We know what co means with. Is that right? But what does worker mean?
Doing
something. You're doing some work.
That's right.
Folks want a paycheck. Pastor Peter, you know about that. The kids on the summertime.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they get the job.
Mm-hmm.
They want the paycheck. But when you ask them to do some work, they got a mouth. They don't want to do it.
Attitude.
They got an attitude. Hallelujah.
Oh,
some of us want the reward, but we don't want to put up the work.
Right.
And I'm going to tell you something. Up in here, I'm the under shepherd. God gave that to me.
But I'm going to follow what God said to do. And God told me, I can. And you know who is the I? The I is all of us. We can all do this. If we are
co-workers in the kingdom.
Come on now. Pastor Peter, all I got is a salt packet.
You can pay me later.
I'll take you out to dinner. How about that? Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, I thank God for this message. Okay, give me another scripture.
1 Corinthians 10:31. Whether therefore ye eat or drink, or whatsoever ye do, do all to the glory of God.
Do it to the glory of God. You're not just, I'm going to help y'all, brother. No, don't. You ain't doing it for me.
Amen.
Do it to the glory of God. Amen. Let God see you praising him in what you do.
Yes.
Because you are
co-workers in the kingdom.
Mm-hmm. I think some of y'all getting them, huh?
Oh, yes.
I ain't hear all of you, but I heard a few of you say co-workers in the kingdom. I think it's getting through. Go ahead. Read another scripture.
Isaiah 60:1.
Hey.
Arise, shine, for thy light is come.
Come on now.
And the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee.
Mm-hmm. Read 2.
For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee.
You are the light of the world. Get up! Don't freeze! Stop freezing! The fact is that it's all about me and what others can do for me. No, it's what you can do for the kingdom. Boy, you don't want it. You're supposed to be a
co-worker in the kingdom.
And you wait for everybody else to serve you.
That ain't right.
That sounds like that new movie.
That ain't right.
You get tired real easily. I'm going to tell you something, y'all. Y'all don't know what tired is.
Come on.
Until you got to come down. 2 flights of steps, about, 15 steps, 10, 11, 12 steps. I don't know how many steps there are, because I didn't count them. I didn't have to count them. I just knew I'm going to make it downstairs, and I'm going to make it upstairs. I didn't count no steps. I didn't even worry about my feet, my legs, my knees, everything hurting. I didn't worry about that. That wasn't in the equation. I had a job to do because I was a
co-worker in the
kingdom.
Evangelist Julia, I think they're getting the message, don't you?
Yes.
Amen. Co-worker in the kingdom. Thank you, Jesus.
Sometimes we talk about our flesh.
Yes.
Then it's going to stop us from doing something for the Lord.
Jesus.
And you have not read what God said in his word, that the flesh is at war with the spirit, and the spirit at war with the flesh.
Amen. Yes.
And y'all keep leaning on your flesh. You better lean on God.
Amen.
Because your flesh is going to take you down.
Amen.
Back to the dust from which you came.
Yes.
But
God
going to lift you up. Do I have any more scriptures?
Yes. 2 Timothy 2:15. Study to show thyself approved unto God.
Study, come on now. Look at this. Stop. I'm sorry, Pastor Pete. I was rude. I'm sorry. Will you please take it, man? Could you hold up just a second? Y'all, every opportunity you get, everybody, give me, my name is Jimmy. Give me, my name is Timmy. You want God to bless your socks off. You ain't happy. You ain't blessed. You want this, you want that, and the other. And you don't do the little things. What's that scripture in Song of Solomon, Ella TV? Was that 2:9 or was that 2:15? It's the little foxes.
It's 2:9.
Mm.
Just do the little things, baby. Mm. See, when I come down the steps, you know what I do? I pray as I come down. Oh, I guess somebody might have heard it. But I do step by step.
Yeah.
I don't jump 3 or 4 steps, do I?
No.
I do one little step. And then guess what? I got a secret. I got to tell y'all this. When I do one step, I get there, and I take another little step. Again, I'm a little bit closer to my goal. And then I take another little step. Some of us want to take, for the top of the steps, we don't want to jump all the way down. 10 steps.
Mm.
I think you might hurt yourself, baby.
Yeah.
And going back up, I take one step at a time. I'm praising God. I'm thanking God. I'm speaking in tongues. But I take one step at a time. Do I do that? Somebody's going to hurt me doing that.
Amen.
See, I ain't telling you something I don't do. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Lord, and then when I get up where I'm going, I don't hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. But all right, thank God.
Yes.
I'm ready to shout, but we don't have no tractor or something in the bedroom to lift me back up after I finish shouting. Hallelujah. But you got to understand, I'm not thinking about pain. That's not, we do feel it. I'm going to tell you, one sister called Shakara. I ain't gonna mention Deacon's name.
Okay.
I didn't mention your name, did I? But anyway, talk about pain. And then people, don't compare yourself to anybody. I'm just giving a testimony, a picture. Sister works and she goes through some horrendous pain. You say, oh, I got as much pain as you got. Well, do you have all the stuff that she got in her body that they had to put in there? And I can tell you about the metal they got in my body. He said, you got metal? Yes, I do, but that's not the thing. See, I got to tell y'all a secret. I am
co-working in the
kingdom. I said, she got it. Hallelujah. I'm a co-worker in the kingdom. I ain't worried about stuff like that.
Amen.
What's your kidding? We can be foolish all we want to. We got to step out in faith.
Amen. Yes.
When I come down those steps, I'm stepping out in faith, y'all.
Thank you.
I ain't stepping out in no foolishness. And I ain't stepping out in presumption. I'm stepping out in real faithful.
Thank you.
I have faith. I'm going to get downstairs. And guess what, y'all? I have faith. I'm going to get back up.
Amen.
So,
amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
So y'all got to do this. Don't compare yourself with me.
Right.
But before you open your mouth, think about what Jesus did for you. Because he crawled up, he got up on that tree for you.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hey,
thank you, Jesus.
Okay, give me another scripture.
2 Timothy 3:16-17. All scripture is given by inspiration of God,
yeah,
and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works.
See, that's perfect. You heard perfect again. It's talking about mature.
Yes.
So y'all got to mature in the faith. Y'all got to be mature in the faith. Y'all, it's a big deal. Don't try to perpetrate no hope. And, you done learned a couple of scriptures. And anytime somebody asks the scripture, you say the same scripture. That's okay. If that's the scripture you want to hold on to by faith, but can you learn a few more extra scriptures? Because I think there's more than one scripture in the Bible. I think that, in fact, they tell me there's 788,280 words in the Bible. There are 1,189 chapters in the Bible. You understand what I'm saying here?
Yeah.
Just come on. Get into the Word. And get that knowledge, the 5 levels of knowledge flowing. Activity knowledge, revealed knowledge. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
No, excuse me. Learn knowledge, and let me get it right. See? She's my dust. Learn knowledge.
Not knowledge, revealed knowledge, activity knowledge, modeling knowledge, and teaching knowledge.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Give me another scripture. I hope it's the last.
St. Luke 17:20-21. And when he was demanded of the Pharisees when the kingdom of God should come, and answered them and said, the kingdom of God cometh not with observation. Neither shall they say, lo here, or lo there, for behold, the kingdom of God is within you.
Co-workers in the kingdom of God is in us. He said, what's that about? The blessings, all of that, is within us. We are the manifestation of the kingdom of God.
Thank you, God.
But if we're not co-workers in the kingdom, we ain't manifesting nothing but laziness, selfishness, and I don't know what else. We got to manifest the kingdom of God to the earth.
Thank you, Jesus.
It's in you, baby.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't go to a world map and say, oh, here's the kingdom of God. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
You can go to a mirror. You know, giving yourself over to the Lord. You surrender to him. You said, the kingdom of God, there it is. Oops, there it is. There it is. Oh, excuse me. I lost my mind again. Y'all have to pray for me again.
Hallelujah.
Is that the last scripture?
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Come on. Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Today was wake up. On Wednesday, it's going to be stand up. Don't miss these five teachings because it's going to bless you. It's going to bless you. It's going to bless you. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we just thank you for your word of today. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, that it fell on good ground, and we thank you for the harvest on that seed. We thank you, Lord, for the 30, 60, 100-fold, even that 1,000-fold increase in blessing. And we praise and magnify your name for blessing every family here now, every family represented, everyone in radio land. We glorify your name and we praise your name in Jesus' name. And let the church say amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank God for the word of God. Thank you for everyone that has joined us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And if anyone that wants to give their heart to the Lord, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You feel God tugging on your heart. Hallelujah. Just say, Lord Jesus, I ask you to come into my heart and save me from my sins. I confess with my mouth and I believe in my heart. Hallelujah, that Jesus died and rose again. I'll make you my Lord and Savior. And if you repeated that prayer, you are now saved. You've gone from death unto life. Hallelujah, the angels in heaven rejoice over you because you are now a child of God. Hallelujah. Please join us tomorrow morning, our morning worship and prayer. Hallelujah. That number is 720-527-952. And the access code is 103-4545. Thank you so much for joining us, and we'll see you in the morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.